This is a process that we're undertaking. I kind of go back again, Stu, to when we joined the ASUN. We said that we wanted to be the best FCS conference in America, and we felt like we were on our way at the point that we had six full members, which is what you need, and we had Jacksonville State and Kennesaw State in that fold. And but at the same time, we also said that we wanted to create an FBS pathway, that as an institution, certainly as an athletics department, where we saw things going from exposure, from potential revenue, from alignment, kind of all of these things that we weigh on a daily basis. We felt like the bowl subdivision was the ideal subdivision. And, we're really, to use that word alignment again, I think we're aligned with three other schools, Central Arkansas, Austin Peay, and North Alabama, that feel the same way and have been since the very beginning. And so what is happening right now is the ASUN with our four members and the five members of the WAC, as we've enjoyed a positive relationship over the last 2 years in 21 and 22, really kind of more formalizing that relationship now in spite of conference realignment. And that's, but still considering kind of our shared ambitions that we have in common, really formalizing that to create this single sport conference and going through a process to try to make that an FBS one.
So how potentially does the timing work then?
So we've been engaged in these conversations for at least several months now, kind of really going back in. If I had to put a timeline on it, I would say probably the early fall. There have been some conversations at the national office, some in-person meetings at the national office. We certainly still have more work to do and more process to kind of undergo with the NCAA, with the college football playoff, because at the FCS level is the highest level of the championship, highest level of football that the NCAA is directly involved with, whereas the college football playoff is really that body for FBS football. So I hesitate to put a timeline on it just because it is really kind of unknown to me at this point, but we are working, certainly the NCAA convention coming up in January, the two leagues working together, either as ADs or as CEOs, presidents and chancellors of those nine schools and 10 when you count UTRGV. But we hope this is something that we'll have a positive resolution, I guess, sooner than later.
Yeah. So I guess just to kind of carry this one step further, I think I hear you saying that, like, for this upcoming football season, Eastern may not be an FBS school then.
No, correct. I think that part, it would be premature for me to say one way or another. I think planning on what is known today, that the 23 football season would be an FCS football season, but it's possible that it could be the first season of a transition, and we're mindful of kind of all of those dynamics, and I think I shared with somebody last week that even though this is a very forward-facing, forward-looking, into the future type decision, and certainly weighing what's best for EKU, not yesterday but tomorrow, we'll be mindful of those things and make sure that we're protecting our current team and current student athletes while we've got an eye to the future as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, and I guess as far as on the finance side of this, I guess I'll put it this way. What are the costs to make this move, and then what are the benefits financially to make the move?
Well, the revenues, are much more advantageous. Maybe that's the wrong way to say that, but FBS football is much more lucrative when it comes to game guarantees. Just to use rough numbers, Stu, to play the University of Kentucky as an FCS institution, it's about a $500,000 payday. to play the University of Kentucky as a FBS institution. It's about a $1.5 million payday. And you, as an FBS institution, you have 12 opportunities of regular season games, whereas the FCS, you have 11. And so you might have an opportunity to play two of those big money games. And some do three or four of those big money games. But, you know, you certainly want to weigh competitive success and student athlete experience in that as well. When you're talking about TV and media revenue, I think that you can see the FBS conferences have historically and even recently earned more in TV distributions than their FCS counterparts. And then there's the piece of the college football playoff. The CFP gives back, distributes funds to FBS member schools. They also distribute it to FCS member schools, but it is much more lucrative for the SEC, for the Big Ten, and then it kind of trickles down into the American and Mountain West and to the Sun Belt, the MAC and Conference USA, and even into independent member schools. And so from a revenue standpoint, it is a substantial increase over FCS. We think one of the benefits, when you talk about expenses, one of the benefits of the model that we're discussing here and proposing here is that you can better manage your expenses. So you're not trying to say, hey, we're going to be FBS and we're going to join a league where, you know, maybe one school is spending $35 or $40 million a year. You're looking at it and doing it with schools that you are already spending alike. And so your success is, can we stay consistent with or ahead of those that we're playing against? And those nine schools, including EKU and I guess 10, when, again, we count UTRGV in that mix, we feel like we're positioned well to be successful there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A couple other things, Matt. So if, you know, this becomes official and everything pans out perfectly well and Eastern were an FBS school, then in terms of, you know, for lack of a better term, I'll say a more prominent school coming to Richmond and maybe the financial, you know, the spinoff there in terms of economics and tourism and all that. I mean, would that be in the cards at some point?
No, for sure. You know, really, I cannot sit here and tell you, Stu, that I know that there is a bright line rule or a codified rule that says whether it's a CUSA school or Sunbelt or MAC that says you, because you're in the MAC and one of these leagues, you cannot go play an FCS school at their home site. But I, as far as I know, I've never seen that happen. By becoming an FBS institution, absolutely. We could host historic rivals. We could host or enter into a home-and-home deal or a long-term deal, a 10-year deal where every other year, you know, Western Kentucky is coming here, and then we go back to them, and it rotates every other year. And Marshall and Miami of Ohio and Ohio University and Ball State and Appalachian State, Georgia Southern and Middle Tennessee. I think those options, and we would certainly be responsive to those matchups that our fans would want to see and have long called for. And you think about what that does for economic development, you know, larger fan bases coming and spending a weekend in Richmond. What that would do for our hotels, what that would do for our restaurants, what that would do for our businesses here, we think it would have a positive impact.
Mm-hmm. Does anything change in terms of the requirements for the student athletes in the classroom or anything?
No, it does not. And you know, certainly, you know, we always want to be mindful of that. And in a lot of ways, this makes the most sense to us because it does allow us to continue to be an all sports member of the ASUN, which we have enjoyed, which is based in geography and geography that's favorable to EKU. You know, again, I talk about the footprint is a footprint that we desire for student recruitment, for alumni engagement, and myriad other reasons. And this allows you to to keep those teams who are traveling during the week. You can keep them in that. But when you're talking about football, if you're traveling on a plane to St. George, Utah, or Cedar City, Utah, or somewhere in Texas, or Conway, Arkansas, or you're taking a bus trip to, let me think, Charleston, Illinois, as we used to, and the OVC, you're leaving on Friday, you're playing the game, and you're returning late on Saturday night. And this allows us to continue to do that. So class time, that impact should be negligible, or missed class time, that impact should be negligible. So again, one more reason that we feel good about this model.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Very good. Would it be likely then that there'd be a point where there would be, I guess, either an announcement or a news conference or to say, we're in. I mean, it's like, is there a date out there that would happen then? Is that kind of the way it works?
Yeah. I think the piece that I'm communicating right now is we're fired up to really formalize this ASUN WAC partnership more than just, a round robin scheduling agreement or more than just the power ranking that we had this past year where we were almost really in divisional play. But to formalize the partnership, to have really 9 strong schools, 10, like I keep saying, with UTRGV when they add football, and to be able to schedule against one another, and to really kind of fulfill that promise of being an outstanding. When you look at the success of those teams that are in this, just this past year, just the success, really, really excited about that and what it means for us as an FCS member. But I think, again, that collective desire, that ambition, we will continue to work with that or through that together, certainly leaning on experts and consultants with our respective all sports offices, and then certainly having the conversations that we need to and following the process that we'll follow with the NCAA. And we are hopeful that and optimistic that we'll have some good news to share in the months to follow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, Matt, let me go back because I did think of something that I've neglected to ask, and I think it is a question, and that is there is the, I'll just say impression probably by some fans when you move up that there is the caliber competition can increase, and that may mean at least short term, I mean, just call it this, more losses. Is that an issue to be concerned about?
Well, and I think that's the beauty, once again, as we kind of contemplate, all of these things, Stu, is, doing it with similarly resourced, similar in so many ways, institutional profiles, athletic profiles, doing it with this mix of schools that we're talking about, between, in the ASUN and the WAC, you have – what's the word I'm looking for? But maybe that curve is slowed down as compared to just joining an already existing FBS conference, where you're playing catch up as much as you are just trying to stay consistent with or stay ahead. And so I think that's one more reason that we're excited about this model, is that we do it together. And that will hopefully allow for, where you are as an FCS member, hopefully you can be equally as successful, if not more successful, as an FBS member.